From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama's senior advisor, David Axelrod, says he's confident that when the president's health care overhaul plan comes up for a vote in the House this week, it will pass.
I think we will have the votes to pass this. So obviously, this is a struggle.
Axelrod was on CNN's Late Edition. House Majority Whip James Clyburn says for now, though, Democrats are short of the votes they'll need. He says he's confident that will change before the legislation is brought to the House floor. Education groups are gearing up for a battle in Congress now that the president has announced his plans for a sweeping revision of the No Child Left Behind law. NPR's Larry Abramson reports the president's proposal would put more pressure on teachers to help raise education standards.
As soon as the No Child Left Behind rewrite left the White House, teachers' unions attacked the proposal, saying it places 100% of the responsibility on teachers and gives them 0% authority, according to the American Federation of Teachers. The proposal calls for a closer tracking of teacher effectiveness and promises to reward teachers who raise student performance. Teachers' unions had been warming up to the idea of performance pay, but the No Child Left Behind draft has heightened tensions with the White House once again. Many education groups welcome the proposal because it rewards successful schools and gives struggling schools credit if they are making progress. Education Secretary Arne Duncan testifies before the House on Wednesday to explain the White House proposal. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
The Taliban's website is claiming responsibility for the coordinated suicide bomb attacks in southern Afghanistan this weekend that killed at least 35 people. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the Taliban says the bombings are meant as a warning to U.S. and NATO troops who are expected to begin an offensive against militants in Kandahar later this year.
The Taliban says it's responsible for a series of coordinated suicide attacks Saturday night, including car bombings at Kandahar's main prison and a police headquarters. It says the attacks are a warning to General Stanley McChrystal, who's widely expected to start an offensive against militants in Kandahar in the coming months. The Taliban statement claims insurgents had killed coalition and Afghan forces in a firefight at the edge of the city, a claim that has not been reported by any other source. The governor of Kandahar province says he's asked the central government for more Afghan army troops to improve security in the city, which has increasingly been the scene of bombings, assassinations, and kidnappings over the past year. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
The White House says the president is outraged by the killings of two Americans and a Mexican citizen in the border city of Juarez, Mexico. All three were linked to the U.S. consulate there. They were killed in broad daylight in the middle of the city. The president is pledging to keep working with his Mexican counterpart to break the power of drug trafficking organizations. This is NPR News. One of the leaders of today's anti-government demonstration in Bangkok says the protest is the first step of what he called class warfare in peace and for democracy. Tens of thousands of people attended the rally aimed at demanding that Thailand's leaders dissolve parliament and set new elections or face crippling strikes across the capital city. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police says the search has ended for any more victims from an avalanche in British Columbia this weekend. Two people were killed, more than a dozen others critically injured. Dan Karpinchuk reports witnesses say the avalanche may have been triggered by some snowmobilers trying a risky stunt, but other snowmobilers in the area helped dig people out before rescuers even arrived at the scene.
The slide took place during a snowmobile rally near Revelstoke, a town in British Columbia's rugged interior. About 200 people were taking part in the event known as the Big Iron Shootout late Saturday when the avalanche struck. Witnesses say the slide was huge. Snowmobiles that were caught were carried hundreds of feet downhill. Emergency crews with helicopters and search dogs scoured the area, and the mountain has now been closed. The region has experienced at least 10 avalanches in recent days, and officials warn that heavy snow on Thursday and Friday made conditions very dangerous. Royal Canadian Mounted Police say they still don't know how many people are missing. The rally was in a remote area. All who attended could only get in and out by snowmobile. Last winter, 24 people died in avalanches in the British Columbia backcountry. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was in Haiti, the second visit there since the earthquake, as he looks into the desperate need for emergency shelter. Only about half of the people left homeless by the quake have received a tent or even plastic sheeting. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.